Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 24 of In His Steps, a widow served through faith. Someone once said, service is what prayer looks like when it gets up off its knees and walks around in the world. Our text is in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose, and he went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there, gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterward, make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he had spoken by Elijah. Most, if not all of us, realize that God has called us to serve him by serving others. Sometimes we seek to justify our lack of service because of our life situations. At times we say, "Oh, we're too busy to serve," and other times we rationalize, "When I should, if I get through this tough time in my life, then I will serve like I should." But the example of serving in today's scripture shatters our excuses for not serving. In 1 Kings chapter 17, the prophet Elijah finds himself amid a 3.5-year drought. Circumstances are so dire that there hasn't even been dew on the ground for some time. Elijah finds himself in a place called Zarephath, which means a smelting place. It can also mean a place for refining. Here in this sweltering heat with no rain for months, God shows us an incredible illustration of serving. It will be our Zarephaths where God refines our definition of servanthood. Elijah meets a widow, and scripture tells us that she is in a dire situation. All she has left is a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. When Elijah finds her, she's gathering sticks for a fire so she can prepare one last meal for herself and her son. And here is Elijah asking her for water and some bread. After he hears of her awful situation, Elijah makes an incredible request. He asks her to make him a meal first, and then promises that if she does that, her jar of flour and jug of oil will never run out until God sends rain again. What's even crazier than Elijah's bold demand and promise is that the widow does what the prophet proposed. There are two great lessons on serving Elijah's encounter with the widow. First, God commanded the widow to feed Elijah. So before Elijah arrived, God had already set the entire account into motion. Both Elijah and the widow knew of God's command. Thus, Elijah was bold enough to ask, and the widow was brave enough to answer. When you know God is speaking, it is so much easier to obey. Anytime you obey God's commands, you put yourself in a position for God to miraculously intervene in your situation. The second lesson stems from the faith the widow had to serve Elijah in the midst of tragic circumstances. She could have disobeyed God and said no to Elijah, and nobody who knew her situation would blame her for making a final meal for herself and her son. However, because she was willing to serve Elijah before she served herself, she experienced God's miraculous provision. She would have all she needed until the rain came again. Because she served, God turned her final meal into an opportunity for faith and rewarded her with future meals for her and her son. Something to think about today. How do the widow's actions destroy any possible excuses you can give for not serving others? When you consider a self-serving attitude and a heart for serving others, what consequences are there for both? When you compare the consequences, how does that stir you to serve others? May we, by faith, serve others today. Be blessed.